Iranian state media promotes Kamala Harris applauding student accusing Israel of ethnic genocide. By Jacob Bliss on September 30, 2021. The social media account for Iranian state media, Press TV, promoted a clip of Vice President Kamala Harris applauding a student who accused Israel of ethnic genocide and expressed hurt at the U.S.'s decision to fund the Iron Dome missile defense system. Press TV tweeted out a clip of the exchange from Tuesday, of the vice president and a female student from Virginia's George Mason University during a Q&A session following an event commemorating National Voter Registration Day. The student, who identified herself as part Yemeni, part Iranian, and not an American, said the policy decisions from the United States, such as funding Saudi Arabia and Israel, affect her life every day. I see that over the summer, there have been protests and demonstrations in astronomical numbers standing with Palestine, the student said to Harris during the Q&A session. But then, just a few days ago, there were funds allocated to continue backing Israel, which hurts my heart because it's ethnic genocide and displacement of people, the same that happened in America, and I'm sure you're aware of this. The student also pointed out that she wanted to bring these points to the vice president because she partly blames the Americans struggling in the lack of healthcare and affordable housing on the money that is going to inflaming Israel and backing Saudi Arabia and whatnot. Harris said that she was glad the student spoke up, adding, "This is about the fact that your voice, your perspective, your experience, your truth, should not be suppressed and it must be heard, right? And one of the things we're fighting for in a democracy, right?" Former President Donald Trump's ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, responded to the clip of social media calling it Harris's attacks on Israel shameful. Shameful. There is truth and there are lies, sick. No one is entitled to their personal truth. This attack on Israel is simply a lie and BDS should have called that out, he wrote. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.